This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Homicides and shootings at a record low in Philadelphia, but the city's top cop says he wants to continue chip away at property crime and gun violence in the new year. Police Commissioner Bethel says the department only had slight reductions in property and violent crimes last year.
Retail thefts and stolen autos and burglaries and robberies. And so it was really, really important for us to really continue to focus on those offenses.
And is Commissioner Bethel. And he also says he wants to grow the drone program. It's already in four districts, and that's to help with investigations and barricades.
The drone will be already on location, being able to share what they're seeing, and the officer's not walking into a critical situation.
And within the next few weeks, he says the mayor will announce a public safety plan, which he says includes more training for police officers. Crime numbers once again down in Camden last year, continuing a years-long trend of improvement. KWB South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
There were 12 homicides in Camden in 2025, down from 17 in 2024, and the lowest total since 1984. But it's not just the homicides that are down. Violent assaults, robberies, and other crimes are down across the board. County Commissioner Lou Capelli says the police department has worked hard to regain the trust of residents, and the results here speak for themselves.
This commitment to our residents by the officers is something that has developed into a true partnership between the residents and the police department. And that partnership has resulted in far fewer crimes.
In total, there were more than 3,000 crimes recorded last year. That's less than half of the total from when the county revamped the department in 2012. Capelli says this is encouraging progress, but they aren't finished yet. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.